Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This looks beautiful. Right, Carmen. That's your little Christmas angel. Carmen came in here and decorated.
Seriously.
Hi, Bird.
How you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
I am absolutely fantastic.
Why are you in such a good mood? Is the Rock your best friend?
Yeah, that's so
pretty cool. Much.
I'm so excited. You have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the greatest thing in the world.
Can I tell you someone as your friend and just be honest with you?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. First of all, you're wearing a hat, so I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about in the past, just to show you my level of honesty.
Yeah.
Your stuff you put in your hair is not working. You're eventually going to lose your hair. But I'm not even talking about that.
Okay.
At your fattest
and
at your skinniest, you've never looked different to me.
Yeah, I lost 16 pounds.
You look exactly the same. But I never thought you looked
from
bad.
From the cruise, I lost 16 pounds. You can't even tell.
I can see it in your face a little bit.
Yeah.
Like right in your shoulder.
You know what? You know what to me, you know what it looks like? What? It looks like you have less... you have less facial swelling from drinking.
Yeah.
That's what someone said to me, they go, you look really unhealthy when you're drinking.
You do. You know, my wife said that.
Yeah.
My wife said in a non-judgmental way, she goes, Bert just looks like, his face looks like he's swollen like after you drink too much. I go,
Yeah.
I wonder what that's from.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny. Pete got out of the shower one time on the cruise.
Yeah.
And he goes, did you ever notice that your eyes are always bloodshot when you get out of the shower? And I was like, I never noticed that. Now I notice every time I get out of the shower, my eyes are bloodshot. I was like, I should talk to my doctor about that. My eyes are bloodshot all the time. But I quit drinking for a week and I lost 16 pounds.
Wow. Because you just flood all that retained water just left your body.
Yeah, it just disappears. And then I was like, and then Tito's Vodka hit me up and they were like, let us send a box to your house. I was like, done.
That's good stuff.
Tito's and The Rock are on my team. Team Burt.
Yeah. Tito's is, I never bought into that whole vodka thing. They're all the same crap to me. And then all of a sudden, when Grey Goose came out and you started drinking Grey Goose and the next day you woke up, you're like, wait a second, I feel pretty good today. Then Tito's came out and they were like, not only is it not give you a headache, but it's organic, so you don't have any of that. It's like a healthy.
I love Tito's. I could go for some Tito's right now.
I would honestly, if it was any other day, I would. Oh, of course you do.
Please.
Yeah, if it was any other day, I would drink with you.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you got to do today?
I'll drink with you.
I have to be a father this week because my wife is sick.
I could be a much better father if I had that kid of yours. Not Joey, the other one.
Yeah. She's funny, isn't she?
Dude, that is the greatest kid I've ever been around in my entire life. And I got two of them. Mine don't even compare.
Strangers in.
Oh, dude. That is the greatest kid.
I didn't think I'd like her either because I like Joey so much.
Joey's the best. Yeah. Joey's the guy. Joey is the kid that you want as a roommate your freshman year in college.
That's how I treat him. That's how I treat him now. Hey, dude, you could probably get us some chicks. You're good looking.
I see pictures of the two of you hanging out. I go, what do you guys talk about?
Anything that I would talk about with anybody else. Like, a lot of times I'll go, oh, dude. And then I'll go, hey, I'm your father, and I'm supposed to talk to you about this.
Yeah.
Like, I saw this guy get shot on the internet the other day. I have no problem talking about anything.
Georgia asked me about marijuana the other day because it's legal now in L.A.
Yeah.
And she said something like, you know, what's the deal on marijuana? And I was like, now that it's legal, I guess you have to be, like, honest with them. Like, normally you just lie to them.
And right.
Like, you devil.
Your head's an orange and you want to peel it. That's what they told us when I was a kid. But I was like, it's not that bad. I was like, and then I was like, I'd rather you smoke pot than drink. Because you can die drinking. You can't die. All you're going to do is have a panic attack on pot and never smoke it again.
Do you know I had that situation happen? So my son didn't know the difference between drugs and drugs, like illegal drugs and drugs that you're prescribed to take.
Yeah.
So he was like, well, everybody keeps saying drugs are bad, but you guys take drugs. And I looked at him, I'm like, we don't take drugs. And he goes, yeah, but like mommy takes drugs and you take your blood pressure drugs.
My dad's a drug addict.
Yeah.
He takes two pills every morning.
The guy's just popping them.
And I said, no. There's narcotics. There's people who are taking drugs that aren't theirs and all that. And I'd explain it to him. And I'm like, and then there's medicine that the doctor prescribes that you have to take. And he was like, oh. And then he's like, so where, what? I go, drugs are like pot and stuff. And then he kicked me right in the nuts with it. He goes, oh, like what you were smoking at Disney World. And I go, what? How do you know about that? I went through this phase where I thought that I'd like pot. So I bought one of those, what are they called?
Vaporizers.
Yeah. And the first weekend I bought it, I went to Disney and everybody went outside to watch the fireworks. And I was like, perfect opportunity. So I sat on the balcony. I took a couple of hits from it, and I didn't like it. After that weekend, I threw it out. I never used it again.
Yeah.
But he smelled it that day, and my wife was like, get your drugs out of the hotel room.
No, I have a Pax, too.
That's what I have.
It's the best thing in the world. It is the best
thing. I don't like it.
World.
It just gives me headaches.
Oh,
well,
no.
Well, you should try.
I haven't had that experience.
Because you've said in the past when you've taken a Percocet and walked around Disney World, it's made you feel better.
Yeah,
you
I can lift the world.
I know you've ate edibles, but if you...
Or eaten.
But you've had too much, and that made you... If you take just the right amount, it gives you the same effect as a Percocet. It makes your body feel numb. You feel in a great mood. You're happy
and excited.
Can
you get me...
Two gummy bears. That's all you need.
No, I don't like gummy bears, and then you can taste the marijuana.
Cookies. They make brownies.
Here's
and
what I need
kinds.
You to get me in California.
Okay.
Gingerbread cookies. Pot, marijuana laced gingerbread cookies.
No,
here's why.
Very, very few people go into a dispensary and go, do you guys have gingerbread?
Here, not for the
they
flavor.
They don't even need to have pot in them. Just regular gingerbread cookies.
No,
is all they want.
No. Not for the flavor. Let me tell you why. Because the first time somebody gave me that, they were like, just eat the hands. I was like, okay.
You just want it for portion control.
Yes. I need to know how. And then like an hour later, they were like, how are you feeling? I go, I feel great. And they're like, eat the head. And I'm like, all right. So now I know how to operate under gingerbread laws.
Yeah.
So if I can get a marijuana-laced gingerbread cookie, I'm good, but I can't find them anywhere.
They had my sister's. I shouldn't say this. My dad here is a loser's mind.
Your sister doesn't do drugs?
No. And so my sisters got me. This is before I got my license because I fell off a waterfall and I was eating Oxycontins like.
And you don't want to do that.
Dude, I was eating them three times a day with Valium.
And not only is that super addictive, but also killing your liver.
Yeah. I literally couldn't stop because I was in so much pain.
Right, you needed it.
But then it becomes this point where you're like, am I in pain or do I not want to read a book to my daughter? And then my wife's like, go get your license. She's like, they say it works. See if it works.
Right.
But you're done. She's like, you can get your license, but you're done taking these pills.
Yeah.
So I went and got my license. But before I got my license, my sisters gave me a goldfish. And I was in my man cave one night. You know, it's just like, I don't know if you've ever felt this feeling. Maybe this is just real drinkers, but when you just can't turn a corner with booze and you just feel like you're just drinking and there's an empty.
Nothing's happening.
And you're like,
it's called alcohol.
Yeah. You're like, I'm bloated and I just can't, I can't get inspiration. And so then I was like, I'm just going to have a handful of these goldfish. And I ate a handful and I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I feel my butt mesh to the couch.
Legit.
And I went, ooh, this isn't good. And then I feel like I can't breathe. And I'm like, okay, obviously this is just the marijuana. I'm fine. And I was like, and then I'm like, I'm short of breath. My heart's racing. And I was like, oh my God, I call my sister. It's like probably 2 a.m. I call my sisters and I go, how many of those goldfish were I supposed to eat? She goes, like 2.
No.
I said, I had a handful. She goes, go to bed. I go to bed. I wake up the next morning. And I'm still very, very high.
Yeah.
I'm like really high. And
did you have good dreams?
I don't remember. I remember getting in bed and I just murdering booze to try to get myself to go to bed. And so I laid in bed. I woke up at 6 and it was Monday morning assembly. And I'm still very, very buzzed. And like I'm very high. And I'm like, okay, we got to hang out with kids. I need to bring in Diet Cokes. So I throw in my vest. I throw 2 Diet Cokes in my pocket. I then get to the school. I crack one of the Diet Cokes. I put it to my lips and realize I have a Coors Light.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh crap. But there's nothing you can do in that moment. You can't like go, you can't rat, you gotta be just murder it and then pray you got another Coors Light too. And I killed 2 Coors Lights and Leanne, I remember we get back to the car and Leanne's like, do you want to drive? And I was like, I've been drinking. But that I won't mess around with edibles. Joey Diaz gave my dad, I should not say this on air. Joey Diaz gave my dad edibles Easter morning one time.
Uh-huh.
But he goes, my dad's sitting around. Joey Diaz, if you don't know who Joey Diaz is, he's the funniest human being in the world. And he brings edibles to an Easter party at my house. And my dad just grabs a handful of popcorn, pops it in my mouth. And I go, Dad, what are you doing? And he goes, what? I go, you just ate marijuana. He's like, no, I didn't, buddy. It's popcorn. I go, no, that's marijuana. And he goes, no, it's not. And then Joey starts going, oh, we're going deep. Mr. K, we're going deep this year. We're going to see the Easter Bunny naked. And my I said to my sisters, I go, what do I do? And they're like, you got to eat it with him. Like,
why?
You can't let your dad go down a rabbit hole by
ride it out.
So I grab a handful. I pop it in my mouth. We did a podcast. And then, as you know, the coolest thing is my dad loves me very much. But I make him uncomfortable at times. My lifestyle does.
Right.
And that night we sat and we had a whiskey and a cigar and we had the most heartfelt, meaningful conversation. Like I said to him, I said, what bothers me about you? He goes, your lifestyle. He goes, you remind me of my father. And he goes, I lost my father at an early age. I said, what would make you more comfortable? And he said, if you went and got a cardiologist. He's like, it would make me more comfortable if I got you a cardiologist and I booked all the things that I want them to test on your heart. And he goes, that would be, I go, great. And yeah. Then we were done. And I was like, and my dad and our relationship like literally changed in a way that was so fantastic. And I was like, we should have been eating weed together when I was a child. Like, yeah.
By the way, that's the greatest podcast idea ever.
Oh, what?
Weed with your parents.
Oh, no thanks.
Sit in the room. Oh, I mean, think about it. To me, that would be the most uncomfortable thing I've ever done in my life. But I would do that with both my mother and my father, and I would ride that out. And I mean, it would be terrible, but it would be great. Oh. It would be great. TV, video, whatever it is.
I can't.
Stop picking your nose?
I can't help it. No. I got a flapper in there.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, what happened with that vodka? Was that a dream? Was like dreaming?
Oh, then we don't? No. I'm positive we do. I'm not
blowing my nose on
is someone stealing my. Is someone stealing my vodka?
I don't know, but there's the only thing that I could find, but there's rattlesnake.
No one touched that.
Then there's also your drink.
Techie Punch.
Oh, Techie Punch is in there. Which
SoundersSkulls.com.
I'm low calorie these days.
I'm trying. I know I had a bottle of Tito's somewhere. Someone's got one in this building. I
gotta be honest. I came back yesterday about 4:30, 5 o'clock to meet with Miller, and the office door was open. And where I was concerned, Carmen had brought up the issue that we're worried that there's a key missing, and the fact that the
I have the keys.
From my desk.
Before the break, I took them by accident. I took them home. Sorry.
Never mind. Yeah. No, we're fine.
There's no touch vodka in there?
No, nothing. Everything is cleared out. I think
I had to take my touch vodka home because somebody kept stealing that.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's stealing vodka?
Oh, man. By the way.
Ian Beckles brought us a whole bunch of vodka, and I put mine in my office. Next day, my bottle was gone.
Let's put a camera in there. Let's put a camera in there and then not say anything to anybody. We look at the footage and then we just kill them.
There's a local artist named Jason Hullfish who also does like construction, like he does like those macked out bedrooms that you see and all this stuff that you see
on
TV. Where
it's like the Millennium Falcon and they have everything in the room.
Extreme Home Makeover
time.
He came and measured our stuff and he's got some drawings and he's bringing them tomorrow.
He's
bringing them tomorrow?
Yeah, he's building out our office to look like, I said I want it to look like a 60s bomb shelter. I want bunk beds in there so we can sleep in there. I want a workstation. I want to be able to, if it's a hurricane, we have to live here. I want to be able to live in there. So he drew it up and he's bringing it. So one of the things I'm doing is putting a camera in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a prison cell. Like they have in stadiums.
Yeah.
So if we do catch the guys dealing, we lock right him in there.
Yep. Yep.
What a great, that's a detective story. I would like to find the alcoholic working at Clear, what is this, Clear Channel?
No.
What is this, Cox?
Yeah, Cox.
Yeah.
Can I tell him that? All right, I just won't say who it is. I have a guy who had an assistant who was an alcoholic. Nobody knew. And one day she called in sick and they had to go look for something and they just found bottles on top of empty bottles, stolen bottles from office cases and things like that. But just like, I want to get caught. I need help. Yeah. Bottles. Like 50 of them.
I can't. I will, by all means, I'm the biggest drinking person you'll ever meet. I don't get that part of the personality. Like,
no.
There was a president of a very popular network that I love this lady. It was Comedy Central. but she had a drinking problem. And I loved this. This woman was so good to me for the longest period of time. I mean, I had more pilots of that network. And when I found out she drank like that, it broke my heart. Because I was like, you had it all. I thought you had it all together.
Yeah.
Like, but she would like leave in the middle of the day and go get hammered and come back to work. And like, and I get going and having lunch and having a few cocktails at lunch.
See, now I don't, because if I had to go, if I had to come back
Look, I can't drink if I'm going to work out that day.
No, isn't that more impressive though that she could drink like that and still have be able to do everything?
Yeah,
and
but they would
have
never hired that Trevor Noah guy if she was sober.
Oh, she was gone before that. She got caught.
Oh, really?
And they sent her to rehab. and they brought her back, and then she did it again. That kind of drinking, I don't get. I really don't get, like, jeopardizing stuff in your life for drinking.
Well, I don't think anybody, those are people who have problems.
Yeah, it's not the plan.
Yeah. Like, but what part of it, like, I guess days do get boring, but, like, how, like, drinking.
Oh, no, I don't think it's more. I think it's the need. They need to have it to function. That whole functioning alcoholic, they need that to function.
I like drinking by myself. Let me take that back. I like drinking by myself.
But it's a different kind of alcoholism, because to me, she is self-medicating, and she has something. Right. She has some sort of issue where if she could have gotten proper help, she probably wouldn't need the alcohol. Where you just like to be drunk.
I like to have a good time. Yeah. Like, I like the impulse of it.
Yeah.
I like when everyone goes, let's drink. And you're like, ah.
Yeah. I wouldn't describe it. Like, I wouldn't say Bert's an alcoholic. I'd say Bert likes to party.
I love parties.
Yeah.
And I don't want to drink unless there's the party with it. Like, I'll drink when you're here, but
if anybody else
was like, let's do shots, I'd go, no, it's 9 o'clock in the morning.
I wouldn't go back to my beach house and just start drinking.
No.
I'd go back and I'd take a nap, and then I'd go work out and hang out at the beach, and then I'll get to the show. I won't even drink for the first show. Like, I'll have a drink on stage,
right,
but I won't really drink it. And then on the late show, I'll start drinking because that's the way my brain works. I go, I've earned it.
Just take my shirt off.
So you'll know the ending of the show this time?
That's the most drunk I've ever been on stage ever in
my life. The last Call and Take to Work show.
Oh, I've never been that drunk. Like, I woke up with panic. I told you.
Really?
Yeah. I left that show towards the end, but, like, I had to go pick up my son from school.
Out Segura's number.
Yeah, so Bert calls Tom Segura, gets his voicemail, and they're like, the number you reached, 312, and just let the whole number go out over the thing.
He's sandbagging me on this weight loss challenge.
And I said to Bert, I go, you were drunk. You gave out Segura's number to everybody. And he goes, I call Tom Segura.
I had no recollection of that show. I lost the check they gave me.
Did you see the giant sign people brought you?
I guess it's
the Bert Kreischer sign.
Yeah. Bert Kreischer. They took the Chrysler minivan logo and made it Kreischer, and they brought it, and it's huge. It was like 8 feet long.
It's in the green room.
Metal.
Oh, it's still in the green room. Yeah.
Awesome.
That was the drunkest I've ever been. But, like, I couldn't turn a corner when we were on that cruise. I could never turn a corner. Remember, every time at dinner, I'd be like, I can't catch a buzz.
I know, that was weird.
That was crazy.
I'm convinced it's because they pump oxygen into that boat to keep you to keep you a little sober.
Nah,
you're wrong.
That cruise was the most fun I've had. I missed it when I got home.
Yeah.
I missed it.
That was a really good cruise, and for a 7-day, it did not seem long at all.
Although there was a point where I looked at Pete and I was like, I feel like we should get jobs here.
That's why it was so good, because me and you,
no
Pete,
women.
And the women who were there that were friends with JoJo and them, we had such a good time. Hanging out and just chilling than anything else. That's what we all missed, you know?
Oh, that was so much fun. Mm-hmm. I fell in love with your brother that week.
Oh, yeah. He's funny, isn't he?
Oh.
Yeah. So next year, it's only going to be a 5-day, so it's not as long.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, who says he's locked in, volunteered already, and I didn't even ask him. He's like, I'm going on that one.
Who?
Carlos Mencia. He's dying to hang out with you.
That'll be fun.
I tweeted out the other day. I'm like, hey, we got the cruise, blah, 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 blah. And Carlos tweeted back, I'm definitely going on this cruise. I was like, all right.
Really?
He doesn't want to go on the cruise. He wants to fly out to Mexico and meet us there.
Awesome.
And fly out to Cosmo Palace and hang out there.
Oh, that would be fun.
Because I don't think he doesn't know the cool stuff that goes on.
He doesn't understand
the week.
He doesn't understand the fun stuff is like someone said to me because we were talking about doing me and Jay Oakson were talking about doing a comedy cruise.
Yeah,
like with just partying comics. The not the nerds who are all sober.
No, like the hard partying comics kind of guys. Yeah,
like, and they were like, and someone was like, I don't know, you got to hang out with the fans. I go, no, you literally just go on a cruise. Like everyone was so cool. There's that one idiot who was driving everyone nuts.
Yeah.
But everyone's so cool. You just do your own thing.
Right.
Like I remember saying, someone said, I think it was, I said, me and you will meet up on the Lido deck.
Right. The Lido deck.
And I couldn't find you and I couldn't find anyone to hang out with. And I ended up drinking with ringtones in the pool.
With the black kids.
Yeah, with the black kids. Underage black kids. And he's feeding them beer. I go, I don't think we should be getting them drunk. And he's like,
No, they were like in their 30s, don't
they
worry.
They were not in their 30s. Nope. How do you know how old a black person is?
Carmen knows everything about black people.
And the mom came over and started yelling at you guys for giving them beers in the middle
not
of the
me.
Pool.
I was not giving them beers. It was ringtones. And then it turns out she's Bruce's sister.
Yeah.
And Ralphie knows Bruce. And then Ralphie comes over and is like, player.
It's funny because my wife was there with them, and she goes, so that lady was the sister of some comedian that's like was a big guy but lost weight. That's not, I go, I guarantee it was Bruce.
Yeah. And then someone goes, oh, that makes sense. I go, what? She goes, I mean, she looks like Bruce's sister. I go, who doesn't look like Bruce's sister? They're overweight.
Well, we had a great time. So, you know, next year, if you find yourself wanting to go.
I'm definitely going next year.
Okay.
I had more fun. I want to go next year, but I don't want wives to go again.
Well,
because that's where I get the best part, because I have problems with intimacy, mm-hmm. was that we shared a balcony. And I could just go into your room whenever.
Yeah, I was naked more in front of Bert than any other man out in my life. Because I'd get out of the shower, I'd get a chain, and Bert just walk in.
It was so much fun. You know, I have the audio of the shows we did on on a card. You left the card, and I have the card that we recorded the shows.
Very responsible, Rob.
Mm-hmm. And I listened to it the other day. I want to see how fat I look in this.
That's me.
God, I look huge. Oh, that's you?
Yeah.
But yeah, I listened to the one where I think we started doing the show before you were talking, and it was, I think it was me and you, Galvin, and we're just going back and forth.
I was passed out for?
Yeah. No, you were just, we were there, and then you showed up after while we were already doing it, right?
And you're like, I guess the show will start now. I listened to that one. I was like, I was sitting in my man cave getting ready to edit a podcast. Did you hear the intro to my new podcast I just released this week?
No.
Okay, I won't say anything, but check it out and tell me what you think.
Is it good?
You could, by the way, just, I don't know if you can play it. But I think you can play it. I don't think I curse. But just, I took a chance.
Okay. I don't think I curse. Never sounds like
I took a chance.
Is it on the one with Ari and
Steve Bernazizi?
Okay, I always fast forward to whenever the guests are there.
See, my goal is to get people to listen to the intros, because that's where I plug my dates and everything.
Yeah.
And so I legit took a chance, and I don't know if it's not paying off.
All right, I'll play it when we come back from the break. How's that sound?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, listen to me. I got a lot of things I want to get to before the show's over.
And we need
today.
Vodka. I would love a cocktail.
Tito's Dwayne. Can we get some Tito's down here?
Yeah.
We'll get that all figured out. Bert Kreischer is here. Bert's going to be at the improv.
This is when you were passed out.
Yeah.
I've never seen
that. You wouldn't wake up.
Oh, this was when... I'm trying to just see a picture of me and see how bloated I look.
That was the hardest I've passed out in a long time.
That was really funny.
Where was I?
You weren't there yet. Who came in late?
Oh, I was like, who has a child there? It was Rob.
Not Rob's child. It was Rob.
It was Rob.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I have your intro, I believe.
You don't have to listen to the whole thing. Just because you haven't heard it at all, I just want to get your honest opinion when you hear it. Because I put a thing out on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to get people to listen to the beginning of my ads of my tour dates and my Showtime special and how to download it and everything.
Right.
And so I was like, I tried the other one. I sent it to you when I did it. Is the old school monster truck promos.
Yeah.
Coming up this week. Prepare to get annihilated.
And it's not effective?
People liked it, but like people skip through them so much that they don't even know that I did. Like, you listened to the podcast, but you didn't hear the thing. And I took like a whole Saturday morning putting this promo together. So, like a whole Saturday morning. British are coming! The British are coming! And Bert crashes at the Wilbur Theatre January 21st!
What was that you said?
Whoa! Beg your pardon?
I said, what was that you said?
I said, the British are coming!
No, I got that part. The latter part.
I think I said it twice. Do you know the second time I said it?
No, the last bit.
Oh, and Bert crashes at the Wilbur Theatre January 21st.
Oh. What will he be doing there?
He's a comedian, but that's inconsequential right now. Right now, we need to be focused on the British.
I know. But what kind of comedy does he do?
Listen, sir, the British are coming to rape, kill, and pillage our villages.
Okay.
Real quick, I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
If the British are coming to this village,
What are these guys?
I don't know.
More British are coming.
I had a really hard time.
Other British are
doing
coming.
Two accents at once. I tried so hard to do a Boston accent and I couldn't.
I have to tell you, I hear it like two people talking to each other. Like I hear one guy over here, one guy over here. So far, I'm impressed.
It's storytelling. Do not bother yourself with that right now. We're going to need to get back to your village and get your family to safety.
Say I don't get back there in time. They do rape and kill and pillage. Upon you laugh, are the British coming before Burke Kreischer?
Yeah, they're going to come tonight, and Burke Kreischer's on the 21st of January.
Okay. Do you think I'll be able to get tickets?
Yes, they're going to kill everybody. There'll be plenty of tickets.
What about for, like, me and four of me friends?
Yes, you can probably get plenty of tickets.
Nice. Have I seen him somewhere?
Yes, he's been on television, Travel Channel, and Comedy Central, and Showtime. Just had a special on Showtime.
Don't get Showtime.
You can get it through the app. You download the app, and then sign up. You give him an email address, 7-day free trial, and you can watch it right away. Listen, that's...
Are you not concerned with the weather at all? I mean, you guys are worried about the red coats, but seems the storms are rolling in.
I had a hard time finding audio of nighttime.
Inconsequential, huh? The British are coming, and we need to get our families to safety.
Or we could go out into the woods, have ourselves a bender, right? Come back in around the 18th of January, get straightened up and such, grab four of me friends, go down to the Wilbur Theatre, have a great time, right?
Yes, yeah, that is one option. I mean, I'd assume we save our families first.
It's a bad
start
storm.
Fresh. Start fresh the 21st, brand new family, four me mates. Right. Meet some birds out at the Wilbur. Have a few beers.
By the way, is this Lenny Revere, Paul's brother, helping out?
Isn't Bert the kind that does the show and bounces?
No, he hangs out.
You should have seen the face I was making because I couldn't do. It's just me having a conversation by myself in the man cave. I'm doing both.
Don't ruin it.
I couldn't get out of character, so I had to do a face for that guy, the drummer guy. So I go, and then the other guy, okay.
That's the way you do it. I watch this documentary about all the people that do voiceovers in Hollywood for all the cartoons and all that stuff. They got to get into it.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. I love that this guy is in ye old Boston.
Yeah.
And while the storm's coming in, and he wants to know if you're the kind of guy who hangs or bounces.
Hangs or bounces. If you go to the very end is like my like that's where I talk about, like, I introduce the podcast.
Let me know if I went too far.
Oh, you went too far.
Okay, hold on.
Ari Shaffir and Steve.
Okay, let me back it up a little bit here.
He did a video, and it was really, it got him very excited.
Oh, wow, it must have been
The Rock.
Yes, it was very much so. But yes, this all happening is, let's start the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir and Steve Ramazzisi.
I think I'd like to do the top part, if I could.
Okay, how about it?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Burtcast. His guest today, from This Is Not Happening, Ari Shaffir. And from the league, comedian Steve Ramazzisi. Enjoy it.
Yes, enjoy it. And then make sure to go to the
angle. We got that. Hey, I love you.
I love you too. The British are coming. The British are...
If you do these every week, people will start listening to it.
So
I would listen to that.
Segura listened to it and then texted me and he goes, please make next week two Soul Brothers from the 70s.
Oh,
yes.
Just two. Branch out. Do like at least four.
I was going to do, these are the ones I was thinking about. I was thinking about doing a football huddle.
Mm-hmm, like, that's good.
And then one guy coming out of the closet and then noting the fact that there's no black guys in the huddle because I'm not going to do a black voice.
I would love to hear an Italian pizza place.
Oh!
While they're making food.
That's a good one. I'm doing that one.
Auctioneer?
I'm not good at auctioneers. I tried to do an auctioneer one time, like a legit job.
People in church?
Oh,
tell you what's coming up on the podcast.
Yeah, have you guys heard? Like, yeah, the hardest part is coming up with the accents. Like, because I can't, like, I'm not good at accents.
Right.
And so everything turns into Asian.
You do a couple cattle ranchers.
Yeah. Out on their horses.
Yeah.
Everything
that's
you
where
do is
cattle
Asian.
Ranchers usually are.
Everything I do is Southern judge.
Yeah.
Look at here. That's everything.
Ooh,
I do.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
I go, like if I do the judge goes, like hits the gavel.
Yeah.
Hey. Final closing arguments. ladies and gentlemen of the jury. And
Mr. Crasher, what do you have to say for yourself?
And it's about me being charged for murder. Uh-huh. And the guy pitches me that I'm not a bad guy.
Yeah.
I want to do a comedy album of like old sketches. Like, I love that.
That's only funny if you do it. If you do it like you did this thing, like half bad, half good. That's funny.
I told Segura and I almost, this is a long time ago. This is so long ago that it was socially acceptable. We were going to do a podcast as two black guys and just not
I'm pretty sure it was never really socially acceptable.
Yeah. Agree to disagree. All right.
What would your names be?
But we were just going to be two black guys and then just do and talk about things. Life, but just in black accents.
What if you never...
Black accents.
Yeah. Or Spanish way, calls you title? Abnormal.
Is that the title of the podcast?
No. Never say, never ever refer to yourself as black, but do it that way.
Yeah.
And then when you start having guests on, they go, oh. And they're completely thrown off. Today we're going to bring in the leader of the Black Lives Matter chapter of Los Angeles, and they come to do the podcast, and they have no idea that you're just two white dudes.
Dude. I ordered coffee at Starbucks the other day, and the lady goes, how would you like your coffee? And I said, black like the lives that matter. It did not get a laugh.
My favorite is, I have a home phone. Do you have a home phone?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. Nobody uses their home phone. I need one because of my alarm and because of my security gate.
Yeah.
But when my home phone rings at night, I know it's a telemarketer. Yeah. So I always answer it if I'm near it, and because I get to do accents and talk to people. And my kids think that it's a great answer. So it'll ring, I won't answer it, and my daughter will bring it to me, and she'll go, Chinese, do Chinese. Yeah, it's so much fun. Every time somebody calls me and says, warning, the warranty on your car is expiring. First of all, one car is an entirely new rebuilt engine from Stingray Chevrolet. And the other car is a lease, so I know you're lying, so I have nothing to lose, you know?
Georgia said to me the other day, the phone rang, I go, Georgia, grab the phone, she gets it, and then looks at me and goes, I need your credit card.
That's not going to work, yeah.
Important information about your account.
Yeah.
Oh, my account? Well, let me...
You ever break those guys down, though? I always go, well, which car? And they go, your auto warranty. I go, I know! Which one? And then finally a guy will go, all right. And what we sell is an extended warranty for any car. Mm. And they break down. Pete will make a guy cry.
Oh.
One guy, I tell this story all the time. I was in the car with Pete. Nothing. He always gets him because his business line is also his cell phone. So we're driving down I-4 going to Orlando one time. And his phone must ring four times. And it's like, hello, Mr. Beat. And he goes to the guy one time. He goes, what did you call me? And the guy goes, Mr. Beat. And he goes, it's Pete. Have you ever met any guy named Beat before? And he's yelling at him. And the guy's like, okay, I have an emergency for your company. And Pete goes, all right, where are you calling from? And he's like, California. And he goes, what's your zip code? And the guy goes, it's for California. He goes, zip code. And he's screaming at the guy.
Zip code.
By the end of the conversation, he's like, look here, Patel. He goes, just be honest with me. Tell me you're calling me from India. And what do you want from me? He goes, okay, I'm calling from India. And he goes, no, I don't need you. I don't need anything you're going to do. He goes, but just be honest. It works a lot better. And he goes, what does your company do? And Pete goes, we're making websites and stuff. And he goes, are you hiring? And Pete goes, what can you do? He goes, by the end of it, the guy's emailing Pete his credentials, and he's going to do work for Pete. Oh, it's hilarious.
Oh.
Pete will break a guy down on the phone and end up getting him to work for $2 an hour. It's hilarious.
I got a call one time on an airplane, and they said, there's a virus on your computer. And I was like, how do you know?
Yeah.
And then I was like, I went, really? Oh my God, I've been so concerned about this virus. Mm-hmm. Do I need to give you like a credit card number? And the guy like, messed up. And he goes, yeah. And I go, hold on, I'm on a plane. Can I call you back? And he was like, yeah. So I called back. And I go, I was just talking about someone. I just need to give a credit card number. And it was a different person. He was like, oh, hold on. and then I gave their number to Brendan Walsh. Brendan Walsh does the best prank calls.
Oh, really?
He's a grown man. He's like 45 years old. And all he does is prank calls all day. And
that's
they're
fun.
And it's, oh, they are so funny. They're so funny that I was listening to them and I was howling laughing. I haven't listened to prank calls in forever. And then Georgia and Isla heard them and they were like, we want to do prank calls. And I was like, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, we're going to prank call Brendan, but I'm going to tell Brendan my daughters are going to prank call him and have him prank my daughters who think they're prank calling somebody.
Right.
But have the, it's gonna. And he was like, and then Brendan was like, I don't know, man. I don't know what I can say to your kids.
Yeah.
I was like, you can say anything. We haven't done it yet. My daughter tried to prank call me the other day. I get a phone call from Stephen
Hardy.
Yeah. And I was like, hello? And they're like, it's Isla. She just does an accent. Hello? Is a gymnasium there? I went, no. She goes, ah, and hang up. I was like, that's not your prank call, moron.
You're graduating.
Is gymnasium there?
My father got a call one time from the FBI that he was going to be investigated and they were going to come storm his house if he didn't call the number back. Of course, my father knows it to be, so he gave me the number, so we call the guy back.
Oh, I heard this.
Oh, dude. It was great. Anytime you get those, please forward them to me. Cause
yeah.
Any girl that sends me a thing that says, hey, you're sexy and you're in my town, I go, great, give me your number. I always want the phone numbers, and it never works out.
I called around Sanford, Florida to see if they'll put...
Oh, yes.
What's his name? George Zimmerman?
Yeah, Zimmerman.
George Zimmerman up in their house while the trial's going on.
Are you?
Yeah, they weren't happy about that.
Yeah.
No.
He called a lot of abnormal people. The Spanish likes to hold on to it.
Hold on a sec.
What are you doing?
I was looking if I had that number that I sent to Brendan. I had, you want to know something crazy about George Zimmerman? Is I made a statement one time that everyone's like just one accusation away from being George Zimmerman.
Uh-huh.
That everyone is, that like, that racism is inherent in everybody. I believe that. I believe that especially when it comes to your front door, because we got broken into twice by homeless people, and you start really becoming like a George Zimmerman guy, like a lunatic walking around your neighborhood with I had like a baton and a gun that.
But that's not racism. That's you wanting to.
Well, here's what happened. So there's a guy that lives down our street, very liberal. He's a guitarist for a very popular band.
Which one?
I can't say.
Why?
Because they don't.
You told us the old head of Comedy Central was a drunk.
No, Matchstick 20 doesn't really play.
Matchbox 20.
Yeah, whatever.
Matchstick 20.
Whatever. It's not them. But he's a very. I really don't know the name of the band.
You're lying.
No, we knew it wasn't them because you said very popular.
No, said it to me, and I don't know them. But anyway,
what does it sound like?
Like crap.
No. What's the name of the band sound like?
Like Creed. So it's Mark Tremonti. So, but he's a very liberal guy. While we're walking, and I said to him, he was out in his front yard. I said, has there been any crime going on? And he goes, yeah. I said, we got broken into twice. Two people tried to break into our house, and he goes, it's a new drug dealer in town. He lives in that building. And I said, really? He goes, yeah. It's this black kid. Tells me his name. And he goes, he drives a red car because he's a Crip.
Oh,
and I went,
wow.
Really? And he goes, yeah, the police are watching him. He's dealing heroin, and that's what's bringing it all in. And I was like, wow. So I start watching the kid. I see the kid driving around. He lives next door to Joey Diaz. Lee Syatt is Joey Diaz's producer. He lives next door to Lee. And I told Lee about it, and Lee goes, oh, you're kidding me. There's no way. I can't believe it. And I was like, yeah, he's a drug dealer. And the whole neighborhood has this kid pinpointed.
Right.
Anything this kid does, we are on top of it. Because he's a drug dealer. He deals heroin. And he's involved with the Crips.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we can't snitch on him is because the gang will do retribution to our
neighborhood. Right, yeah.
And so it's legit. We're talking this at PTA meetings. They're saying the kid's real name about him being a drug dealer. And so the other day, I order pizza. And I'm waiting out front for the pizza because I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And
then get it through faster.
Yeah, and the kid pulls up. He always drives down my street. By the way,
the drug dealer's delivering pizzas.
Pulls up. He's a pizza delivery man. He's not a drug dealer at all. He's just a kid.
Or what if that's his?
Was
fun?
The other guy
no,
just messing with
no
him?
No, there's no. He's racist, and he just saw a black kid in a red car
driving around.
It must be the drug dealer. Must be a Crip,
right?
Because it's a red car.
Damn you, Matchbox 20.
And the kid came up. The kid came up, and he was so nice. And he goes, he's like, hey, man. And I was like, hi. I'm like, this is the heroin dealer, the notorious heroin dealer in the neighborhood. And he goes,
good cover.
I drive by your house all the time. Are you guys going through construction? And I was like, yeah. I go, you do drive by our house a lot. I've seen your car. And he goes, well, yeah, I drive by. He goes, I take the, because my road's one way.
Right.
He goes, I do the one way, but it's only because I got to pick up my grandmother, and I'm always running late. And I go, really? And he goes,
you got to get to church.
He goes, I live with my grandmother. And I was like, you're not a heroin dealer. It's just black. I was like, everyone, I wanted to say to him, just so you know, everyone thinks you're a heroin dealer. He just delivers pizzas.
What if he was like, hey, Bert, you need extra anchovies on your pizza?
Yeah.
That was his gimmick.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But he was the sweetest kid. I saw Mick not McLovin. What's the McSexy?
McFoley.
McSexy?
McSexy.
Whatever.
McDreamy.
McDreamy.
Yeah.
I saw him at
he's extra intro.
UTA. I know. Yeah. I should have said that.
Mm.
I
saw McSexy plays with the Matchstick 20.
he drives a pickup truck.
The moral of that story is Matchbox 20 is racist.
Mm-hmm. Matchbox 20 is very racist. Yeah. That's not the name of their band. But yeah, but everyone in our whole neighborhood has this kid pinpointed. And he's just a kid.
Yeah.
And it's so funny, even I did it. And I think I'm above that because I'm a cynic.
But somebody told you, so it's not your fault.
Someone told me, and I said, really? And then I saw his car. He pulled up in front of our house and got out and did something. And I went and looked at his car to see if I could see something.
Uh-huh.
And he had a Bob Marley sticker on the dashboard. And I went,
drugs.
Yeah. As opposed to just being like anyone else who just likes Bob Marley.
Yeah. or drugs.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and he's always driving around with pizzas in his car.
Yeah.
So high.
I felt like going, how many times, if this kid had been walking through the neighborhood, just walking through with a hoodie on,
yeah,
and just had gone to Subway gotten some Skittles, everyone in our neighborhood would have assumed bad things.
Yeah.
And he's just a kid.
By the way, this is the opposite. If I see a black kid in a hoodie in my neighborhood tonight, I know that's trouble. Because I know all the kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I live in a gated circle. If there's a kid walking around, white, black, anything in the middle of the night, I know it's trouble. I live two houses down I have a giant lake that I live on, and it's the entrance to it is two houses down from me. And you have to walk like through the woods to get there. But there's a path, and it's beautiful. So this car had been parking over there, like a little Toyota, for a while, and the cops came knocking on my door one day, and like, have you seen this car there? And I go, sometimes it's parked over there. And, like, it's this kid up the block over here. I go, okay. And they go, he's dealing pot. And he has them meet them out on the dock. Because you have to walk through the woods. You can't be seen over there. And I went, that's brilliant. And they were like, if you see this car, call us. And I go, because he's dealing pot over there? And they were like, yeah. I was like, okay. Well, I care. Kid's an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
He's over there on the dock out of my way. I don't have to see it. And he's selling pot. I don't care what he's doing.
Who goes to such extra lengths to go to sell pot? Who goes meet me at the dock
because
at 3 a.m.
He's a high school kid
coming to my house.
Well, that's why he's a high school kid.
Oh.
And evidently he was the guy in the high school to buy the drugs from, and he couldn't do it at his house because all the kids are showing up at his house.
Yeah,
so meet me at the dock now. Everybody thinks we're just hanging out at the dock.
If the cops come, he has scuba gear on and he just dives in.
Oh,
or they just pull out fishing poles and like go fishing.
Falls backwards into the water.
That doesn't bother me, I don't think. If you would have said he's selling heroin or crack or something, I don't have a problem.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with people selling. Well, now it's going to be legal in Florida.
Medicinally.
Yeah, but I heard it's not going to be it's going to still be really hard to get a license.
Right.
But you guys aren't going to do what California did. You're going to make it that you really have to be sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I remember when I got my license, I told him, I said, I fell off a waterfall. I was telling my story. I fell off a waterfall, and I was looking at the doctor, like, roll his eyes, like, you don't have to tell me all this.
So you got home like everybody else.
Like, yeah, I got it. What did you write on your board?
He was reminding me that Medicine Man is here. And we got to call Anthony back, too. Okay. All right. We got a lot of things to do. Let me take a break.
And we got no booze.
I will get you booze.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to call Tito's Dwayne right now and see if he's around. Are you hanging out or do you have to leave? I don't know.
I'm not going anywhere.
Are you coming back tomorrow?
Yeah, but I wanted to come in really early.
Yeah, that's what they told us. Here's what I think. You're welcome to come whenever you want.
Yeah.
I just don't want you to be like, oh, if I don't go.
No, I like to win the whole show.
Okay, so tomorrow.
Yeah, this is
let's plan
this
fun
is,
stuff for tomorrow.
The longer I've been away from Florida, I miss Florida.
Yeah.
Are you watching Bloodlines on Netflix?
Yes.
Yes. Great so show. Good.
Right, I'm going to go get a soda.
So good.
we'll take a break.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Almerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.